Welcome back, Wildcats. We're your hosts, Buma Cavelli-Naini
and Olivia Fongsa. You're listening to Rapid Reviews, where we will review 3 songs every 2 weeks.
Because this is the first episode this year, we would like to make ourselves more familiar with the audience by talking about our own music tastes. Olivia?
So, I'm generally open to listening to all kinds of music, but to put more of a category to it, I tend to like any kind of all-around really groovy song. But if you ask me what my favorite genre was, I would say city pop. I've also been playing the violin for a few years, so I'm also into like the classical pieces as well.
Yeah, I would say I'm also definitely kind of all over the place. I listen to alternative rock and a lot of Indian music. I've had the guitar for 9 years now, took lessons for just 3 of those years, and I know how to play a few songs from movie scores.
Yeah.
So the first song of this episode is Bigger Than Me by Louis Tomlinson. And if you guys didn't know, he's a former member of One Direction and has a solo career, which I would say has been pretty successful with his debut album, Walls. What were your thoughts, Olivia?
So, sorry if I hurt your feelings, Vivica, because I know you like One Direction and Louis Tomlinson. But I didn't really like this song because I felt like this kind of song was very repeated, very done, specifically the type of message it was sending and the song structure. And I'm not saying that he's like a bad artist and this is a bad song. It's a good song objectively. It's just that because I've heard it so many times, I feel like as an artist, the people who listen to him are listening either out of loyalty to One Direction or, you know, himself, or because they themselves are new to this type of music. Which means, like, from my standpoint, I don't think he has a ton of space to grow into because of how much of the type of music that he's doing has already been done. So what do you think, Vivica?
I would say that I definitely agree that this is a bit repetitive. It feels like maybe like more of a filler song that I might find from his debut album. Because I remember last year, the first single he put out, Kill My Mind, that was just a generally very different tone. And I actually really liked that song. So I would also agree that, like, I don't think a lot of people really know much about Louis Tomlinson. Most of the people listening to him now, you can, like, see that they're, like, former One Direction fans. I did like this song. I did like the music, although the lyrics were very repetitive.
Yes, very on the nose, in my opinion. So my rating would be 2.5 out of 5.
And I would give it a 3 out of 5.
So the next song we have is Hold Me Closer by Britney Spears and Elton John. And this is pretty interesting because Britney Spears was just freed from her conservatorship in November of 2021.
And this is the first song that she has put out in like a really long while. We just wanted to cover this because of that. And also, Elton John, he's just kind of been everywhere recently, so that's definitely there. So what I thought of this song was, well, it didn't really stick to me. And I would say, like, for some reason, it feels like something you would hear at, like, a Christmas party or just, like, a family party in general. It uses a lot of noticeable effects. It's definitely, like, it has an electronic dance type of beat, but it's not really, like, my type of song.
Yeah, I would completely agree with the doesn't really stick thing, because like I feel like it has all the elements of pop song or dancey electronic song would have, but for some reason it's just like not catchy. So my rating would be 2.5 out of 5.
Yeah, I would give this a 2 out of 5.
So our last song for this episode is Talk That Talk by Twice. Twice is a popular K-pop group, and this song is especially notable since this is their first comeback after their contract renewal, and overall part of their 11th EP.
Yeah, so I actually haven't really listened to much K-pop before. I probably listened to like 2 songs before this. But like my initial reaction was that this is just a very bubbly and cute song, and I listened to this with the English translated lyrics. And I'd say the lyrics are pretty, like, nice and meaningful.
I mean, my initial reaction was that it was also very bubbly and very cute and very catchy overall. I think the most notable thing for me was how what it represents in terms of their career, especially after like their contract renewal stuff. This is like a lot of their old hit songs were very, very, very cute concepts. And I feel like they've made like this really gradual but like perfect transition into this more mature concept that still has this catchiness and playfulness of their old hit songs. And I think that's what Talk That Talk kind of represents. So my rating would be 3 out of 5.
Yeah, I'd also give this song a 3 out of 5. So thank you, Wildcats, for listening, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.